clapping dishes, conversations, a good meal. This is how a normal evening on the family dinner table used to look like.
Has this tradition changed within the last couple of years? Are smartphones and social network now also dominating our eating culture?
Eating has turned into a lifestyle. The change of our eating culture, the different roles eating can have in our daily life, and the influence of smartphones and social network when, for example, looking at what and how we eat are current discussed topics. Eating is definitely in an inferior position to the change of time. At the beginning, there were hunters and gatherers. For the millenniums afterwards, farmers were responsible for the nutrition of the population until factories made human manual labor in the food production process almost disappear. Mass production has made the Western world full of food.
We're almost bumped with eating.
This quote describes today's situation very well. Shelves and supermarkets are crammed. Every product is available in extremely many different versions. We rather eat spontaneous, quickly, and often just takeaway, than at fixed times. This has become our everyday life. In the past, one was watching cooking programs on TV to look at nicely decorated plates, or to do something one didn't really bother doing before. Through the distribution of smartphones, nowadays everyone has the possibility to take pictures wherever one is. This has led to a new phenomenon that has come up in the last 2 years. One takes picture of what one eats.
Be it a nicely decorated meal on a plate, a meal from a fast food restaurant, ice cream in the afternoon, or a cooked dinner at home, everything is being photographed, saved and posted as described in this quote.
Pics or it didn't happen.
It only happened if you can prove it with a picture.
As taking and posting pictures of food is a currently discussed topic, there are many different opinions about it.
Yes, I have. I've seen people do it and I've even done it myself.
Yes, I have taken pictures of my food.
No, I have never taken pictures of my food.
Taking pictures of food is not exclusively a phenomenon of the youth. When asked, many people answered that they have at least once photographed their meal. Only few don't know this trend or don't think it's very useful. Others know it but simply ignore it. And, to be honest, one doesn't get full by just taking a picture of what you eat, do you?
The answers concerning the reasons for taking such pictures are very different. It is possible that this phenomenon developed due to the change of the society. On the one hand, it can be looked at as a countermotion to the fast food and convenience culture, which encourages people to cook by themselves. On the other hand, it is also imaginable that many people take pictures of their food to replace something that is missing in their everyday life.
A picture is...
Weil ein Foto doch die beste Erinnerung ist.
The best way to remember. A possibility to look at nicely decorated plates again or to share the food with friends, be it a dessert from a specific restaurant or one just lately tried out at home. From an expert point of view, nutritionist Doris Fowler says that there is no problem with taking pictures of your food because, as it is generally known, you eat with your eyes first.
Smartphones not only allow us to take pictures of food easily, but also loading them up on social networks, and this is where eating turns into a lifestyle. According to an American study from KPCB, Kleiner Perkins Coffield Byers, made in May 2014, more than 1.8 trillion pictures are uploaded and shared on social networks every day. Most pictures are shared on news services such as WhatsApp and Snapchat, but also Facebook and Instagram. On Instagram, there are tons of hashtags that are food-related. The hashtag food has more than 200 million inputs only on Instagram.
But why do we share pictures of food in the virtual world?
Looking at food pictures on the internet and social network can bring inspiration. One can collect new ideas and it's easy to send messages. But a passerby asks on the street thinks that sharing pictures on the internet is all about...
Aufmerksamkeit.
Attention. Uploading such pictures is almost like a virtual exhibition of your food. It doesn't matter if people in your surroundings want to see a certain picture, or if you just share it out of pride. Many interviewees believe that food is only a means to an end. Therefore, one uploads such pictures to...
Einerseits zu zeigen, was man hat oder was man sich geleistet hat, und
andererseits... To show what one eats or what one just bought, but also to raise your self-confidence through looking for confirmations by others in this way. Can we only enjoy our food if we know that other people are jealous of us? Has it become a must to take a picture of a meal just before touching it and also shared on social network.
The expert Doris Fowler fears that this taking picture attitude leaves an influence on our eating behavior. She imagines that people get inspired by a certain eating behavior, as for example, anorexia, or on the contrary, the latest and hippest healthy eating lifestyle on social networks such as vegan cooking.
We are strongly influenced by pictures, and especially advertising makes use of this phenomenon. People won't eat at home with their families anymore, but rather share pictures of their food in the internet. Is this going to be our future?
It's quite imaginable that some people only eat certain meals to share them with others on social networks or through private messengers.
Sharing in this way has become a big deal. Even big companies capitalize on this topic for advertising uses. At the moment, the furniture dealer IKEA advertises with the slogan, "I'd rather collect 3 likes at the dining table than 300 on Instagram." But do we have to fear a loss of our old traditions?
Much depends on the attitude of each family towards food. What's decisive is if eating together is considered something worth doing and what significance food has in our everyday life in general.
Es kommt immer darauf an, wie sich das Alter von der Familie ist und wie es sich zusammensetzt. Wenn Jugendliche 18 oder 20 sind, haben sie sicher andere Interessen und sind weniger zu Hause. Aber mit der klassischen
It always depends on the age of the family members and how they cooperate together. If there are teenagers between 18 and 20 years of age, they surely have other interests and aren't at home a lot. But in a classic family, our eating culture and the get-together will remain the same, because our eating culture is something that parents give on to their children. So if they just order pizza and eat them in front of the TV from time to time, this will definitely be carried on by the following generation.
The food expert Doris Fowler, though, doesn't think that pictures can replace the real dinner table in a family. Eating together is still an important component of our culture.
However, the topic isn't only actual on social network like Instagram. It has also been introduced to the musical world. The singer and songwriter American Hipster wondered what the food might think while being photographed. He actually wrote a song about it called Eat It, Don't Tweet It.
Dreams that can't be stopped on the search for the perfect ingredients to post on my social medias.
You are pathetic, we're not photogenic.
What?
Hurry it up, we're getting old.
Don't talk back.
Come down here and taste us.
The food, in this song being represented by a lobster and a cupcake, says that nobody cares what one posts. In the opinion of the singer, the American Hipster, the food complains about not being photogenic, and it highlights that it only gets cold when people first take a picture of it. Food shouldn't be humiliated, but it surely should be yummy.
Forward it.
Don't take my picture, don't put me on Twitter.
Who, me?
Just get it over.
Could not be dumber, get off of Tumblr. I'm more than just a piece of
meat. I want luscious cupcakes, but I...
Don't take my picture, don't put me on Twitter. Get off of Tumblr. This is the clear critique in this song made by the American Hipster, even though the song rather makes fun of this new phenomenon.
However, there is some truth behind it. Eating has become a lifestyle and people aren't aware of its importance as a life-sustaining factor. You are what you eat. We are defined by what we eat, and this is strengthened through posting pictures of food on social network. Such pictures often conduce to self-staging and represent one's lifestyle. Enjoying food and its true reason behind it shouldn't be forgotten, and maybe IKEA isn't even wrong with its slogan.
We rather collect 3 likes by friends and family on the dining table at home than 300 by strangers on social network.